Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm the author of Breathe. Breathe is 21 days to stress less and transform chaos to calm. And you've made it the ECPA bestseller. I'm so thankful and grateful to have a part in encouraging you and also here on our special podcast so that you can get refreshed. It's a time that's designed so that you can just breathe in God's love. And I'm going to share a quick story to inspire you and share words of affirmation from scripture, as well as a soul care tip, a practical way your body can experience God's love, peace, and joy. And we'll end with a comforting breath prayer. You'll have a time to meditate and to reflect on how your heart is drawing close to God, and God is drawing close to you. God says, "Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you." And that's his promise from James 4:8. We are starting a fresh Faith Breathe Joy series. Here on today's podcast, I'm so excited because we are going to talk about creating new rhythms to breathe in God's joy and to exhale our stress because it's a new year. Happy New Year. I get to wish you a Happy New Year. I was so excited when I was able to wish you a Merry Christmas. It just landed on the Monday of Christmas Day, and now here I am. What a blessing. We get to turn a new page together and start fresh. So that's our series to help jumpstart your new year with joy and creating new rhythms, happy, healthy habits. We're going to be doing it together with Jesus. You know, some people like to talk about New Year's resolutions, but I think that's a stressful way to start new things with God. God says in Isaiah 43:19, "Don't you perceive it? Don't you see it? I'm doing something new. I'm making a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." God is making a new path for us. So when we follow him, it is a day by day, week by week step of faith. And so it's not so much goals or resolutions we want to accomplish. That's stressful, right? When we're forcing ourselves to do things that we feel like we're not enough. But I want to empower you to move in a new direction with God. So let's consider, I want to ask you a question. What is the new direction that God is prompting you to walk towards? What is he asking you to leave? And what is he asking you to begin anew? What a wonderful time for us to start fresh. Well, I want to invite you to join Soul Care School. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. Again, that's mysoulcareschool.com. I've been talking about it the whole time during the fall. It's been wonderful. We've had over 240 women stepping together to nurture our wellness, to lower stress, and we're doing it together, practicing it week by week. And so for the new year, our theme is Breathe Joy with Jesus, creating happy, healthy habits rooted in God's promises. I know that's a long theme, but it's just how I feel God longs to take you in his arms and to say, let's create some new rhythms together. Let's find joy by breathing it in with Jesus together. And we want to be rooted using God's promises. So go to mysoulcareschool.com because you're going to sign up and we're going to start on January 17th. Why did I pick January 17th? Because research shows that by the third week, people get discouraged and they abandon their new year goals. because that's about the time where we feel fatigued. And so this is where we want to encourage each other. We want to pick each other up, cheer each other on, because we're not trying to make changes on our own. We want to walk together with Jesus and breathe in his loving words for us. And we do it day by day, week by week, with simple steps. And I'm your soul care guide. I want to show you how. I want to share from my 10-year journey healing from anxiety and panic attacks and even depression. And so I want to share with you what encouraged me using scripture and science. So please sign up, because it's going to be so special, so powerful. When you feel you are encouraged and supported and you focus on simple steps, everything and anything is possible with Jesus. We want more joy in your life, because Jesus said in John 15:11, I've come so that you can have joy and joy to the fullest. So let's explore this together. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. Registration is opening today on January 1st. What's also special is that you're going to get a bonus, which is called Calming Crochet. I am so excited to share this bonus with you. It's a 3-session bonus, and it'll be so fun to do it together. That's what's fun about being soul care sisters, is that we encourage each other, and that's Jesus with us, in you and in me. So sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. I just want to invite you to sign up today, because we will jump in together, start this new year, rooted in God's love and his promises week by week, as I help you create rhythms in 4 areas of wellness. It's going to be emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. We're going to touch all 4 areas and create new habits together, new rhythms. So after our break, we're going to come back. I'm going to encourage you on our first promise of the week to start off our new year.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, I just asked you, what is the new direction that God's prompting you to walk towards this year? You know, when I was little, I really felt excited about life. All of us feel that life is a blank canvas, but how can we think about doing new things as we grow up? Sometimes you wonder, can I start over again? Many of us may have regrets about the past year, and we wonder, gosh, do I even have it in me to develop new rhythms or new routines? And that's why I wanted us to start off with a promise. I shared earlier that, you know, there's so many things that can stress us out. And it's so important that we focus on listening for God's word. I've been encouraging you in our last episode to look for God's one word for your new year. And, you know, there was a one word that was very special to me a couple of years ago. It was light. And it's from Matthew chapter 11, verse 20 to 29, but also 30. It's not so much light, turning light out of darkness, but it's Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's kind of a play on words because light is about one of the things that brings us down is regret. That's the opposite of light. It's something heavy. You know, regret is one of those big obstacles to beginning new. So that new path that God talks about, that new thing that he's put on your heart, regret and a sense of regret can hold you back. You might think back on all the difficulties and that can hold you back. But here's the promise, because God's way is very light. He wants to lift up that burden off your shoulders. So our first promise for the new year is Joel chapter 2, verses 24 to 25. God says, the threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with new wine and new oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. So let me ask you this, because the promise is that God will restore to you the years the swarming locusts have eaten. What do you think of when you hear the word restore? And what do you think of when you hear the phrase, the swarming years the locusts have eaten? Now, this is where hope comes from, because God knows those moments that you have felt loss. You know, those years or those moments where you feel like something has been eaten up or taken away. And yet God says, do not be afraid. I will restore to you what's been lost. And that right there, wow, what an exhale. We can just breathe in a new spark of joy because we know that God is going to restore what may have been broken or lost. What a powerful promise to start our new year. It's kind of a double feature. Have you ever been to the movies? Back in the day, we used to do double features. And so our double feature of promise comes from Joel as well as Isaiah. We start off by saying, don't you see it? This is God whispering to you, friend. I am doing something new. I'm making a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43:19. What is that new thing that God has put on your heart at the turn of this new fresh day, a new fresh start? You might have felt, I don't see any way how something new can happen. Yet God says, I am here with you and I will make a path for you. So friend, what a beautiful promise to lift our hearts this new year. God is going to make a path, but all we need to do is just to take one step at a time. Now, what is that new thing for you? You know, one of the things that I hadn't done in a long time as a new mom, I just began, which was I hadn't exercised because being a mom, it was just a lot of hard work. But as I hit a season of anxiety and panic attacks, those of you who have been with me and have read my books knew that it happened just as I was a new mom. And, you know, I had to learn during that season to develop a wonderful love of hiking and walking. And actually, that's when I had to learn about soul care, because when I tried to push myself to do things the way I used to, that's when it would just trigger a lot of stress. And my body stopped me. It said, no, Bonnie, you can't keep doing things the way you used to do, just pushing through and ignoring your wellness. I had to learn about soul care. And that's why I started the Soul Care School, because I wanted to share with you what I learned on my journey to lower stress, to de-stress, and to experience more joy. And so I had to learn not just to know that God loves me, but what are some of the actions that I can take to help my body to feel that love. And so that's why I want to share with you on this podcast and in the Soul Care School. We know in our minds that God's peace surpasses all understanding, but we're called to love God with our mind, heart, and soul. And so we may know the truth, but we want that truth to take action. We want to put feet to faith. We want to experience and feel in our hearts the truth, right? We don't want just head knowledge. We want to feel God's peace and joy in our hearts. And that's what this podcast's all about, helping you to put truth that you know in your mind into action. when Jesus said, I come to give you joy and give you joy abundantly to the full, I needed to learn how to take actionable steps. And that's how I became a soul care mentor, because I want to share with other women to empower you. Well, I want to share a story. And this is a friend that I know. His name is John, and he is a psychologist. And so I want to share a story with you because John, he knows nothing about oranges, knows nothing about farming, and he didn't know anything about sumo oranges specifically. It's a sweet seedless tangerine that takes 30 years to develop in Japan. But his father was a farmer. And after decades of growing olive trees in California, his father decided to pull up all the trees in one orchard, and he purchased and invested in planting this new Asian citrus fruit. 4 months later, John's father died, and John was left staring into fields that he'd never farmed before, and the ground was bare. You couldn't tell anything new had been planted, but John didn't sell the land. He kept investing in his father's dream. He paid the bills to water the seeds and hired a grower to work the ground. The first year, the seeds grew into saplings. The second year, the branches began to bud and blossom, first flowers, but there was still no fruit, friends. What John told me next sparked a new encouragement for us as we step into a new year. Because maybe you're feeling discouraged as you get those sparks of some new ideas for the new year. Maybe you are talking yourself out of it. Well, what's amazing is this: fruit doesn't come after those first blossoms bloom and fall to the ground. God never wastes your heart. He puts your tears in a bottle to water something new and beautiful in you. In Psalm 56:8, it says, "You keep track of all my sorrows, and you've collected all my tears in your bottle." Because you know, in the third year, after the first fruits finally arrive, they can't be eaten. They're too green and too little. They need to be let go. Those first fruits fall to the ground, but the farmer, he thins the oranges so that the oranges of fruit can grow big later. So friend, it's the same for you and me. You know that thing that God wants to start new in your life? And you know, those hard times you might think back on? Well, God is going to use everything in your life. Nothing is wasted. And he's going to use everything that you've gone through in your life to create and plant something new. And so friend, we are going to sow some new seeds right now. That's right. It's a fresh new year. It's a fresh start. We're going to sow new seeds. Whatever you want to begin, just sow new seeds. It might be time for you to plant them because the seeds have been there all along. And, you know, maybe you've just been stressed, or taking care of somebody else who's stressed has put your heart to the side, but God has not forgotten your heart. And it's time for us to just water those seeds. I don't know where you are in those seeds that God has planted in you, but those new routines, we're going to develop some new rhythms so that you can nurture your heart. So what is that? Is it physical wellness? That's kind of your priority? Or is it spiritual wellness, physical wellness, or social wellness that you have noticed God's wanting to create something new in you in this area for the new year? What are you longing for most that would give you more joy? Which area? Well, it's a reminder to take the Soul Care Quiz. Go to soulcarequiz.com if you haven't done so, and see which area of wellness that you long for the most. And let's plant some new seeds. Let's plant some new seeds. And one of the things that I had started doing that I hadn't taken care of for a long time, like I was saying, was my physical wellness. Because, you know, with the anxiety and the panic attacks, I couldn't do anything heavy. And so I decided that I might try swimming. I hadn't done it since high school. But this is what's interesting. As I was trying to see, how can it be easy and light? Because remember, Jesus said his yoke is easy and light. This is interesting. The science backs it up. Research shows, and I want to share the study with you, it's very eye-opening, This is from a scientific journal by Annette Horschman from the University of Helsinki, Finland. Research shows that habits are best formed when they're done in simple, easy steps, starting small. Did you catch that? When you start small and they're easy, then the habit formation will come readily. And it has to be in a comfortable environment. So here are some key words for you to remember. Easy rather than difficult, and comfortable rather than stressful. That's going to be some key elements to help you develop some new rhythms. So for me, I decided to go to the YMCA. It's a very comfortable environment for me. I don't feel so intimidated. It's not a big gym. And it wasn't in a place where a lot of lap swimmers are. And so I didn't even have a swimsuit. I just grabbed whatever water pants were there in my closet. And so I started swimming, quote unquote, with a kickboard because, you know, I did not have really good fitness. And so it's the easiest route. So friend, what is the easiest route for you? I want to ask you, what is something that you can do that you can start that's easy? Take the easiest route. Sometimes we just set really high goals. It's either all or nothing. But what is the easiest version and route for you? Please keep that in mind. And the reason why I shared this with you about the oranges, the story about John and the farmer, is that this is amazing. The fruit isn't seen until much later, the fourth year. So as we begin to start our new rhythms, don't get discouraged when you set a certain expectation or result, because we're just watering seeds. We're maybe even just planting seeds, or maybe we are just cultivating some ideas. And so during this time, it's really important to share. And that's why I want to invite you to Soul Care School, because when you share it, we can get different ideas together and you can get encouraged. Don't get discouraged. We want to try with small, simple steps. And that is how God tells us he will restore the years the locusts have eaten. It takes time. It takes time. Research also shows it takes at least 3 to 4 months to establish a new rhythm or a new habit. So Soul Care School is from January to March. It also coincides with Lent. So it's a perfect time to talk about newness, because Lent is about walking with Jesus to the cross, to new life. Oh my gosh, that's why I'm so excited about starting, focusing on the theme of breathing in joy. Breathe joy, creating happy, healthy habits together in this wonderful season. So I want you to take that first small step. What is something new that is helpful for your body? What is something new that's helpful for your emotions? What is something new and small that is helpful for your spiritual life with God, or to connect with somebody, your social wellness? Once you start that motion, your brain is going to start releasing the endorphins. So it's okay. You don't have to feel like you're in the mood, because once you begin that motion, move in that direction, your brain, the way God created and designed you, it's going to start releasing the endorphins. So rather than saying you're going to do something every day, it could be 3 times a week, it could be 2 times a week, or just once a week. And that's how I even started with swimming, getting back in the water, just once a week. And I'll share more tips with you as you join Soul Care School. So go to mysoulcareschool.com. Now, one way to hear God in the new year I want to share with you is we want to hear God's promises, because the Soul Care School direction is rooted in God's promises. We want God's words to seep into our soul. And so we want to personalize scripture. So one way to personalize scripture is praying the promises of God. So I want you to try it this week. I want you to take a scripture that's meaningful to you. What is a one word that's meaningful to you? I asked you that in the last episode. I want you now to find a promise in scripture and see if that would be something that you can use with this technique. Okay, it's called praying the promises of God. It's something I do for myself. And so what I want you to do is to take a scripture. And it's a powerful way. You take a scripture, you turn it into prayer, and it's a one-word prayer or a one-phrase prayer. It's a breath prayer. So here's some examples. One's from Genesis 1:2. The earth was formless, the spirit moved. So the prayer is, bring order into my chaos. Another example is in Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light. The prayer can be, bring light into my darkness. The third example is, nothing is impossible. From our Christmas story that we did during Advent, Luke 1:37. The prayer, breath prayer is, let it be with me as you say. And finally, in Isaiah 46:4, the phrase, I will carry you, that's God's promise, and your breath prayer can be, carry me. So today for our breath prayer, I just want to guide you to pray a breath prayer as we begin a new year of God's promises. And every week, I will give you a promise from Scripture to help fire up your heart as you create new rhythms to breathe in joy. And today's is from Isaiah 43:19. This is God whispering to you, I am doing something new. I am making a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Breathe in, I'm doing something new. Breathe out, I'm making a roadway in the wilderness. Breathe in, I'm doing something new. Breathe out, I'm making rivers in the desert. Well, friend, what is something new that God is doing in you? Be encouraged. It's His promise. He's making a roadway in the wilderness to you, for you, with you. And He's making rivers in the desert. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. We ask that you help us so we can move in the direction you're pointing us to in the easy and light way that you're going to be teaching us so we can learn from you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, I will not stop welcoming you to Soul Care School because I have so much goodness that I've prepared to encourage you week by week. We'll interact with each other. We'll support each other, share ideas. I will do Soul Care coaching with you as a group as I give you a different, new, happy, healthy habits to develop. We'll explore in the four areas of wellness: physical wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. Sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. Again, go right now. Sign up mysoulcareschool.com. We're beginning January 17th. Don't wait because your brain is going to be resistant. The brain wants to stay in its old patterns. But God says we are to renew our minds and not be conformed to the old patterns of the world, but be transformed. That's an action word. We want to make our feet have faith. We want to put feet to faith together. And I'm so excited to guide you. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.